When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Matt Spiegel, and I can't wait to bring you Season 2 of the PBP, Voices of Baseball. The very best play-by-play voices in the game talk about their craft. It's a job so special that even Joe Buck told us he will probably go back to it.
I'm 53, basically 54. I think it's too early to say nevers at this point in my life. I think at some point I'll get the itch again.
Incredible guests sharing great stories from your favorite teams coming this year. Find us on the Odyssey app or wherever you find podcasts. Podcasts.
Can't get enough of the fan in the morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, away we go with podcast for you on this Wednesday. What's up, Al?
Oh, hi there, Jerry. So, Gina, the other night, she went to a concert up in Morristown.
Okay.
It was the, I don't know if you're familiar with the famous opera singer, Bocelli.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard of him. I know my parents like him.
I think Andrea Bocelli, okay. Something. Anyway, his son is also a singer. He sings opera. He sings other songs, mm-hmm. covers, but he's known as opera guy. He's like 27, 28 years old. He's young.
Yeah.
So Gina was going to go to this event because she loves Bocelli.
I think I remember when she bought the tickets talking about this, and she bought another experience with it.
Correct.
I do remember you telling me this.
Yeah. So she bought a meet and greet experience with it. And she was starting to feel a little awkward because he's so young. You know, he's in his 20s. Mm-hmm. And she thought that might be a little awkward. But she got an email, and she had the experience. She went. She had a great time, got a nice photo taken. And she was very excited. Got to watch rehearsal.
He asked her out to dinner?
He did not.
No.
How dare he?
Mm-hmm.
But before the meet and greet, she was sent an email about how to properly behave at the meet and greet that I thought was interesting. And I thought you would like to hear some of what they sent to the people who were going to the meet and greet.
I wonder if this is what Gio's got to deal with today.
That's what I'm thinking. Or maybe we put some of these things into effect when we do Boomer and Gio Live.
Okay.
We do a meet and greet section. So here's what it says, Jerry. This guy's name is Matteo Bocelli. So here's some things. You will have access to a personal photograph with Matteo Bocelli. You have the option to take a selfie with Matteo or have a member of our team take a photograph using your camera.
Okay, it's nice.
Please note, no requesting preferred poses or attempting to maneuver Matteo into position.
I don't disagree with that because I could see, especially with social media, trying to trick him into doing something that's going to... So I'll bring this back to, I've told you this before, when President Clinton came on with Mike and Chris.
Yeah.
I was the producer when he was going on to, I forget who he was trying to help win. I don't remember. But whatever, neither here nor there. And I had the person on the phone that was going to give the phone to the president.
Okay.
So I had to talk to President Clinton momentarily before putting him on the air with Mike and Chris. They knew he was coming on. Person's on the phone. Chris asks him, see if he'll say first time, long time. That would be cool for the show.
Oh, okay. Man.
So the woman's on the phone with me. I'm like, hey, just...
Now, did you feel awkward to ask that?
I did and I didn't because I tried to explain it.
Okay.
So I said, we're a sports radio station. When our callers first call in, they say first time caller, long time listener. So first time, long time is a big thing with the Mike and the Mad Dog show. Is there a chance that when Mr. President comes on, he would say, hey guys, first time, long time? On the other end, no. Okay. We'll be ready for him.
Were Mike and Chris looking at you like, Jerry, I thought he was going to do first time, long time.
I told Chris in his ear, no chance.
No chance.
But I remember thinking, he doesn't know what that means. He says he knows that he doesn't know the show. What if that meant first time, long time? Hey, first.
Right.
Because it could have been a Ron and Fez show. They don't know who it was. A radio tour.
Right. It's like when Brett Favre first got into Cameo.
Yes.
And he did like a thing for white nationalists and had no idea what he was
reading. And just cashed the $2,000 check and moved on.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So maybe they're worried about social media poses making him look compromised.
So no requesting preferred poses or attempting to maneuver Mateo into position.
Mm-hmm.
No affectionate acts such as hugging, kissing, or caressing will be allowed.
Oh, boy.
No caressing, Jerry.
Okay.
No. How about this one? It's interesting. No hands in pockets or reaching into your pockets at any point of the photo before or after.
Are they worried you're going to have a knife in your pocket maybe? I guess that's got to be a security reason.
Please refrain from handshaking. A wave is sufficient.
I like that. I'd like a fist bump.
I like this one, Jerry. Mateo may choose to place an arm loosely around your shoulder for a photograph.
Okay.
He may choose that.
Okay.
You don't choose that, Jerry.
You can't touch him, but he can touch you.
He may choose that. After your photo, you will be shown to a seat inside the venue where you can enjoy Mateo's string players who will have begun their sound check.
That's cool.
That is cool. Let's see. Please keep conversation very brief to ensure everyone has an equal amount of time with Mateo.
Yeah, that works out well all the time. Sure.
Mateo's team reserves the right to cut any conversation short. Please refrain from taking photographs of Mateo while he is meeting with other attendees.
I don't like that. That's the first one I've heard that I don't like.
That you wanted him.
You're there, I don't know who the hell he is, but if you're there, you're a fan of his, you can't just take a pic. Like, why not?
While he's meeting and greeting others.
What's wrong with that?
I don't know.
That's the first one I don't like.
How about this one, Jerry? It's quite extensive. Any gifts should be presented to Mateo's security team. Presented to his security team for inspection and approval before presenting to Mateo.
Wow.
No requests for autographs will be permitted. Signed items will be available for sale from the merchandise stand later. God. Please do not put Mateo in a difficult position by asking.
I thought you were going to say a headlock.
That's a given, Jerry. You don't put an opera singer in a headlock.
Mateo!
How about this, Jerry? Any inappropriate gifts, such as any type of drugs, sexually related items, alcohol, or food of any sort will not be permitted.
That tells me that in the past, before this list was given out, that a woman's given him a vibrator with her name on it.
Or a rubber vagina.
I think of me.
This was molded after my vagina. Please, this is a gift to you.
Al, I thought you had a penis.
They want you to also keep this in mind, Jerry. Please remember that any gifts will have to accompany Mateo throughout the duration of the tour. So keep these small and easy to store. A nice card is preferred.
Wow.
Yeah. So he's got it on lockdown, Jerry.
Can you imagine?
He's got that on lockdown.
Two things. That you think you're this important.
Yeah.
And two, that people think you're that important.
Mm-hmm.
Like, God damn.
You're right. Somebody gave him a dildo. Somewhere along a tour.
Someone had to have. Because otherwise that wouldn't be in there. You wouldn't think of it.
Or their panties, because they said sexually suggestive. Here's my bra and panties, Mateo.
Isn't that usually a rocker thing? But yeah. I guess in this case it could be. He's in his 20s.
He's very attractive, 27, 28-year-old man who's very talented.
And this is a goofy thing, but do you imagine, though, like if Gina texted you and said, I'm going to be home later than I thought. He asked me out for coffee or something.
Yeah, I'm just going to go with Mateo.
It's kind of weird.
Yeah.
And I don't know that that's ever happened to someone before, but I'm sure somewhere along the lines it has.
Absolutely it has.
No, it's got to be such a, I don't know.
Yeah.
This guy's got the world by the balls.
Now, she did, because I was like, oh, man, this is going to be so great. There's so many rules. And who knows how many women, I assume it was mostly women, how many read through that to even know the proper rules.
Sure.
But she said everyone was good and that Mateo put his arm around everyone. So
that's very nice.
He chose, Jerry, to put his arms around people.
The one thing I don't like about the meet and greet, I really don't, is like we do it for the live show.
Yes.
I know you can't give people 5 minutes. We'll be there for 4 hours. I do understand that. But I always feel weird when the people come up. They're very nice. They're happy to see us, take the picture, and they can't get three words out of their mouth. And, you know, everyone's like, all right, let's go, move it on. Let's go, next group in. It's like, thank you. Oh, hey, nice to meet you. Hey, how you doing?
And other people.
You're like, you're cheating them.
Yeah, and other people are so conscious of it, they're trying to get in and out as fast as possible,
yeah.
Which also feels weird.
I agree.
Because you feel like saying, slow down.
There's got to be a happy medium somewhere, you know, like 60 seconds. But then again, even 60 seconds, if you've got 50 people, you're there for an hour.
Right.
Maybe less, you sell less of them.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So we have Jerry and I have the same rules. If you're coming to the show on May 3rd and you have a meet and greet ticket, Jerry and I may decide to lightly put our arm around you
or each other.
Please do not caress either one of us in line.
No, I'm open for the caressing.
You're okay for a caress?
Female.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, female caress.
Mm.
Are you open to sexual gifts?
No, I'm good.
Okay. Is it okay if someone positions you for a photograph?
Depends on the type of picture.
Okay.
I'm open to it.
That's fair. So you're open.
It's got to be something that I'm not going to get duped into doing something stupid.
Handshake or like how Mateo would prefer a wave?
I don't like the handshake anymore.
Yeah, me neither.
I would much prefer the pound.
The fist pound.
Or just a sup.
Yeah.
How we doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Hands in my pocket. Hey, you.
Although to me, like in the handshake situation, if you're doing a lot of handshakes, you just be very conscious of you're going through a group of people handshake, and afterwards you give them a real good washing.
Just don't make sure you don't touch your face in between, which is hard to do if you're there for an hour.
It is very hard to not touch your face. I saw this, Jerry. You know, we're always talking about businesses.
Yeah.
So, and we've talked about how vending machines, what type of a business that is.
Great business.
Yeah, great business. You got a vending machine. Now you do have to get permission where to put the vending machine.
So I've heard.
And then I'm sure you have to share some of the...
You usually rent it.
You pay rent in the space you're putting the machine.
Most places would take, let's say, $150 a month.
So you own the machine.
Yeah.
And then you say, hey, can I put this machine in your cafeteria area? And they'd say $150 a month.
Sure. Very, very little square footage. It's just extra money.
And then you put in the food.
You maintain it.
You maintain it. So that makes pretty good money, we've heard.
Mm-hmm.
I watched, for some reason...
I have an idea on this, by the way, which I've had for about 5 years and I haven't done it.
Do you want to give the idea out or are you afraid someone will steal it?
Well, I mean, it's probably been done already.
What's that?
Medical vending.
Such as?
A vending machine in office buildings that is nothing more than Advil, Tylenol, Pepto-Bismol, Mylanta, female products, stuff that some people don't always have with them.
Right.
And Excedrin.
You're stuck.
Mm-hmm. And you're not ripping anybody off. It's a service, and it's a very good service, I think.
It is.
Before we had that thing in the back, if Eddie wasn't here and you got a headache, I had to go run down to the drugstore.
Yeah, so our company has a really nice, what they call first aid kit, but it's got all sorts of medications in it. And from what I've heard, when we talked about it on the air, people called me off the air that maintain these things, and it's actually quite a pricey monthly fee that our company pays for that to be maintained. So probably a lot of companies don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a vending machine with those same products in it?
I've always wanted to do it. It's just the problem is you've got to make a lot of phone calls and send a lot of emails, and I've never sat down to do
it.
You know, I think it's a no-brainer because it's not like I'm selling jelly donuts in a time where, you know, you want to cut down on your sugar. We're talking about being a service that's in need for an office building or an office floor or something where people have headaches all the time. People's stomach is bothering them all the time. And no one's carrying those things.
Yeah.
A lot of women carry, like my wife carries Advil, but she's not carrying anything else.
No.
You know, female products, of course. But sometimes you forget, you get stuck, you don't realize it's that time of the month, stuff happens.
Right, you could sell even in there like a little toothpaste and mini toothbrush.
Yeah, absolutely.
The small Listerine bottles.
Yep, anything you can think of for hygiene or for wellness. I think is great. I would put healthy protein bars in. Like, I certain things I would put in it, not just, you know, meds.
Yeah. I think that's a great idea.
Yeah.
So for whatever reason on Twitter, on the For You page of Twitter, yeah. I get a lot of finance things. Mm-hmm. I guess because I follow a couple, one or two of the finance guys that you were following yep. that I really like.
Mm-hmm.
So they must give me suggestions. So one was they had a video of the owner of a laundromat went around to collect his money from the machines, Jerry. It mm-hmm. was an absolute insane amount of quarters this yes. guy had.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no one working in the...
That's what Ernie Acosta does.
Yeah. There's no one working in the laundry. It's such a free
It's ball. Automated.
It's automated.
Yeah.
And it's just cash, yep. cash, cash.
Yep.
Then I see another guy who says, here's a great business idea. Here's a great business to get into.
Okay.
And this one really threw me for a loop to the point where I was reading comments to see what people were saying about it.
Mm-hmm.
Similar to the vending machines, you buy clothing bin, places where people put clothing, those mm-hmm. bins, that you buy those bins, you place them in parking lots, and that you can then, a couple things, you go through it and sell the good clothing, or I guess there are places that will buy clothing by the pound, and you sell.
Really?
Yeah.
Who knew?
Yeah, I had no idea.
But I've never seen, it's funny you say that because I don't think I've ever seen a bin that doesn't have a donation label to it.
Yeah.
So is all that phony then?
I don't know. Like you'll see huh. where it's going, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I guess a lot of that, and this I was just seeing in this one documentary.
Why am I donating all my clothes then?
Right.
Just save it and go sell it.
Right.
Where do you bring it though?
Because we have this idea that those clothing bins are going to either people that are homeless or people that don't have enough money to properly clothe their children or themselves.
And as you've realized and learned, that's not true, that the stuff ends up as garbage.
Yeah, a lot of the stuff is sent to these foreign countries, and we pay them to take it.
Yep.
And then that's their problem to deal with all this throwaway clothing. But I didn't know that was a business.
I didn't either.
And this guy was laying out, but it seemed you had to lay out a lot of money for those big bins.
Oh, I'm sure. They can't be cheap.
No, because they're very solidly built.
And you got to get permission. You can't just go drop it off in a parking lot.
It'd be a similar thing. But here's what I was thinking. If you ask to put a vending machine somewhere, mm-hmm. the company's going to know, hey, you're using some of my property. If I tell you, can I put a clothing donation bin in here? People are going to think like, oh, this is good for charity. Yes, you may certainly. And they're not going to charge you for it because they don't think you're making money on this.
I'm sure that if you're smart, you'd ask, what are you doing with the clothes? I would.
What if I said this? It's for the children.
Would you be lying.
Would you still charge me, though?
I would, yeah.
You would.
I would. If you're taking up any of my space,
mm-hmm.
I'm probably paying a fortune every month, anything I can get, I would take to help offset something.
Yeah, that whole thing between seeing that and what I saw on that documentary where they throw out all these clothes,
yeah.
I had no idea. It's funny. It's like recycling. We all think we're doing the right thing. Recycling, this is going to be recycled and used. We donate clothing. This clothing is going to go to people who need it.
I'll give you a better idea. I'm not even kidding. The hell with the bin. Just create a used clothes pickup service. Unclutter. Call yourself Uncluttered.
Oh, that's interesting.
And just you put your clothes in a bag, give us the time, we come pick it up, and we'll take it off your hands.
We'll save you the trip.
Mm-hmm. Free.
And then you go through it. If it's really good clothing that people just don't want anymore,
mm-hmm.
consignment shop.
Now, you're going to come up with some hideous stuff. You have to go through it with rubber gloves.
Yeah.
But I would almost, if you told me that I could call, I'm not even joking, because it's annoying with the clothes and the bins. If you told me there was a company that would just come pick it up, when I schedule the time, I do that in a heartbeat.
I would as well.
For no cost, take it. Just get it out of here.
You're right. That and speaking of these bins, could you imagine what some people are putting in those bins or even what condition the clothing is in?
I've seen furniture jammed in those bins. It's true.
I've seen
that. It's awful. There's some people that bring their beds and just put it right next to the bin as if it's just a garbage dump.
Yeah. Someone will use this.
What are we doing with this?
Yeah, I try to evaluate before I bring something Mm-hmm. Like, is this really, is this in decent condition that someone would want to wear
proudly?
Right.
If I have holy clothes, I actually throw it out.
Yeah, I think that's the right thing to do.
Jeans that have 17 rips in them.
Right.
It's got to be usable.
Yes.
But man. Oh, there you go. Al's boring unclutter pickup.
So we're going to need to work on the name, but that's pretty good.
Right. The name's not great.
The name's not great, but that's pretty good.
Real quick, because I mentioned this on the program this morning.
The warm-up show.
So I woke up at 1:30 this morning. I'm going to get the name. I'm going to show you so you don't think I'm lying to you.
Is this a text message or?
No. Look at my search.
All right. Your search history. Where is it? Which one?
Right there.
Riage the Honeymooners?
Yes.
Who's Riage the Honeymooners?
So I woke up at 1:30 in the morning with a very, very vivid dream. So much so I can still see it. Where I saw the beginning of the Honeymooners and the big moon. And then I saw the end with the stars and the credits. And I would swear to you that I saw produced by, I think it was, I forget the first name, but I see the last name very vividly, R-I-A-A-J. I want to say it was like Vincent Riage or something. And I woke up like, I don't know why instantly, but there were other names. That's the one that I saw.
Stood out.
And I literally thought as I rolled over and grabbed my phone, like, did I just have a reflective, did my brain in the dream have a reflective moment of a repressed memory? Something that I saw once, I saw it, but whatever, I didn't think anything of it, but my brain recorded it. And so I rolled over 1:30 in the morning and I Googled it immediately. And there's no Vincent Riage that had anything to do with Honeymooners.
Did you look
at... But it was a weird feeling.
Did you look at the Honeymooners on, like, IMDb and scan the names, see if there's anything close?
I didn't.
You should do that.
I didn't. You know what? I could.
Yeah.
It was more... I just put that in with the Honeymooners, and nothing came up.
Because if something comes up that's close, that's something.
But I was borderline freaked out by it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I can see that.
Like, my brain... In my sleep, which was a light sleep because I clearly woke up immediately from it, it was as if my brain was like a movie screen and I was seeing the Honeymooners.
Yeah.
I love the Honeymooners. I haven't watched an episode of that in 3 years. Where does that come from?
That is what's strange about memories.
Now, here's Vincent the one thing Riage. I would tell you. What name did I bring up to you yesterday?
Jackie Gleason.
With the roasts.
You did.
So that's the only connection I can come up with that my brain made.
Yep.
But the Honeymooners, I haven't seen that show in years.
Many years.
Freaky, isn't it?
Vincent Riage, where are you?
Vincent Riage.
Jerry needs to speak with you about the future.
Vincent Riage's uncluttered pickups. Mm-hmm. There you go.
Coming to a bin near you.
A premonition.
Yeah. Let's do the warm-up show, Jerry. So...